Can you talk a little bit about what we know in terms of systemic management of non-clear cell renal cancers?
Yeah, in terms of non-clear cell, most of the VEGF-targeted therapies excluded those patients because their biology is different and may or may not respond to these therapies. Having said that, these agents do have some effect in those patients, so it's clearly part of the non-clear cell biology is responsive to VEGF pathway targeting. Interestingly, in the temsirolimus phase 3 trial, the subset of non-clear cell patients, and I don't know the actual numbers, but it looks like there may be some more effect of that agent in non-clear cell for whatever reason. So non-clear cell sort of gotten left out of the cold in this whole movement, but I think as we start to apply these agents more, understand the biology, look at temsirolimus, that there will be more treatment options for those patients. There are also other agents targeting pathways that are specific, say, to papillary kidney cancer, like c-MET. There's a c-MET inhibitor, one or more, out in trials now in papillary kidney cancer. So I think there's a smaller but significant movement in non-clear cell to find better treatments.